The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. As usual, with another question pertaining to everyday chemistry. This week, Kai in Germany would like to know, why does a kettle calcify? The lime or chalk has traveled a long way before it winds up in the kettle. So let's go back a few steps to the point where it first rains. The rainwater seeps into the ground and encounters, among other things, rock containing lime or chalk. It takes some on its continued journey. Chemists also call lime or chalk calcium carbonate. This substance doesn't dissolve well in water, but an acid helps the water to perform a tough job, a natural carbonation. The rainwater receives carbon dioxide from the air and the ground, transforming it into carbonic acid. With the help of this acid, the rainwater slowly dissolves the limestone. The more lime the water carries out of the ground, the more it contains. It is said that the water becomes harder. The water continues to flow, carrying this dissolved chalk with it, winding up as drinking water from out of our tap after being processed by the waterworks. So, if we heat the water in the kettle, the lime dissolves again, becoming limestone. During the heating process, the carbon dioxide escapes from the water. Less carbon dioxide also means less carbonic acid, or carbonation. The means to dissolve the lime continues to disappear. An imbalance emerges between the chalk and the carbonic acid. It separates from the water compound and becomes hard again. As a chemist would say, it precipitates. It deposits itself mostly on the kettle's walls, base, or heating coil. A calcified kettle can, therefore, become a real energy eater. You first use energy to heat the chalk before the water can even get hot. That is why it is important to dissolve or remove the chalk or lime regularly. Here you can use the same trick as the water once used, an acid. Not carbon acid, but rather acid in the form of citric acid, better known as lemon juice. Using this is much faster. After all, we don't have as much time as the water did on its way to our kettle. Speaking of calcification, does anyone know of a way to prevent mental calcification? That's right, listening to your chemical reporter every week. So until then, this is Jeff, your chemical reporter, saying listen up and bye for now.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.